Hi there. I'm Mary Hartman, Director of Education at Bard on the Beach, and this is The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, Revised, Again, in a Nutshell. Before I begin, I'd like to invite you to learn more about the location of our Shakespeare Festival. It's been called Snoq for more than 1,000 years by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. You can learn more on our website, in your house program, or near the entrance to our festival site. I'd also like to take a moment to thank the sponsor of the In a Nutshell Talks, Global BC. On August 8, 1981, the Reduced Shakespeare Company performed a Pass the Hat 20-minute Hamlet at a Renaissance fair in Novato, California. To quote their website, the company developed a fast, funny, and physical performance style to keep their audiences from walking away. A few years later, they added a short Romeo and Juliet to their repertoire. In 1987, the company took The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Again, according to the company's website, they thought this would be their swan song, but instead, interest began to snowball. The RSC, that's the Reduced Shakespeare Company, performed the play at Montreal's Just for Laughs Festival, New York's Serious Fun Festival, at the Kennedy Center, the Folger Shakespeare Library, and even in a plane mid-flight en route to Verona. The play was so popular that the company started licensing it for other theaters to produce in the early 1990s, and it's been performed countless times in various versions in the 3 decades since. In 2025 alone, we counted 83 different North American productions of the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, revised, again. So that's a bit of a curious title, isn't it? But think about it. A wacky, playful, irreverent comedy depends a lot on references that are current and recognizable. Can jokes involving Desperate Housewives, Melrose Place, or Ally McBeal still land after more than a few years? So there have been 2 official revisions to the original script, but even more impressive is the general attitude the authors have toward script changes. Normally, plays under copyright have very strict rules. You're not allowed to make changes to them because that would misrepresent the playwright's work. But the original authors of this play, Adam Long, Daniel Singer, and Jess Winfield, encourage companies to make changes. Acknowledging that the show comments on contemporary events to place Shakespeare's works in a modern context, they say it's absolutely essential to keep the show fresh and timely by updating the many topical references as events warrant. Our team here at Bard, led by director Mark Chavez, has taken this offer and just run with it, raising the stakes of the challenge, adding original songs with dancing, and scattering Bard on the Beach references throughout. The play begins with 3 actors from Bard arriving for what they believe is a panel discussion on the complete works of William Shakespeare. They're not entirely sure what the focus of the panel will be, and wait for the moderator to arrive with further instructions. No moderator arrives, but they notice a note on a boombox that reads, "Press play." When they do so, they learn that they've been chosen for an unusual challenge with very high stakes, and strange things begin to happen as they hear what's in store for them. The disembodied voice gives them their challenge. They must perform the complete works of William Shakespeare in the next 90 minutes, plus intermission. That's more than 3 dozen plays and 154 poems. We get to watch the actors use their ingenuity, wit, and agility to accomplish this seemingly impossible task. Here's another fun feature of our production. We have a company of 4 actors who will take turns playing the 3 roles in the show. 2 of the actors, Argavan Janati and Nathan Kay, also appear in The Dark Lady by Jessica B. Hill, while the other 2, Tess Degenstein and Craig Erickson, appear in The Two Gentlemen of Verona. Two of the four actors have even learned two different tracks through the piece. This approach does several delightful things. It provides coverage if one of the actors is unable to perform, it gives the actors an added challenge, and it provides our audiences with no less than four different versions of the play. In the original reduced Shakespeare Company production of the play, the time limit was inspired by the limited availability of the theater, and the person scheduled to use it after was described as scary. Our production raises these stakes considerably, if not realistically. If the actors fail in their task, they will be transformed into Lone Tree Cider, the official cider of Bard on the Beach. The complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, revised, again, is playing in the Douglas Campbell Theater until September 20th, 2025. We hope you'll see all four plays in our season. You can find details at bardonthebeach.org. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful time at Bard on the Beach.